This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. We have two big announcements to make.
Huge.
Yep. One of them is coming up at 8 o'clock. We got another one at 9 o'clock.
Not too far from now. I'm preparing some audio, actually, for it. And
I'm going to try not to spill the beans early, but it's going to be hard.
You got no beans, Vin.
What?
You got no beans to spill.
You don't know. I know stuff.
Oh, shoot.
We haven't given him any beans to spill.
No.
No, don't spill them?
Wait a minute. You know too, Nicole?
Yeah.
God, what the?
Well, it's me and Nicole, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait,
right.
The special announcement's about you two?
No.
We're helping prepare it. Stupid. No.
They're breaking off and starting their own show. Great.
right
in her faces, you're going
to
make that
announcement. All I have to say is that you guys are going to flip over this announcement. It's great.
Over both.
It's going to be fun.
Well, one of them I know what it is, but the other one, I don't know the lineup at all.
Oh, what?
Lineup. Ooh, she's giving hints.
All right, here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Is it just me or is Bryn like ultra loud today?
That was very overmodulated.
That's just the replay.
It feels like you're very loud.
Oh, me too? My voice?
I think he sounds good.
Great.
Yeah. Thanks, Nikki.
The Radio Alice Report.
Better.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. They have four locations in the Bay Area, and they're waiting for you. Go by. Right. Check them
Dublin.
Out. Yeah, in Dublin. You can follow them on Instagram as well. They've got great pictures of all kinds of cool stuff.
Very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Today's weather, well, it's wet outside at the moment where I live and cloudy. Not really raining, but something's happening out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are going to be clouds today, and the high will be in the 60s. You might see some sun breaks, though, so fingers crossed for that. Unfortunately, this Monday's got me in a headlock, but I will do the best I can with this news break. Your taxes are due, everybody.
Yay.
They're due. The
end.
Okay.
Kill it.
It's tax day. This is really good news here. Just in California, more than two-thirds of Californians have the antibodies to the COVID-19 virus, according to new data. Offering evidence that we are very close to herd immunity.
Oh.
That the all-elusive herd immunity, everybody.
We want that.
That's the pandemic endgame. In just 1 month, the percentage of protected Golden State residents has soared from 47% to 67% and is likely even higher now. So the vaccines continue. And it looks like with each passing day, we get closer to a safe exit from this pandemic shutdown. Mm. And that news is great for everybody, whether it's your business or you need your kids out of your house. Or
you just want to travel.
You don't need them out of your house. You just need
want them to live their
lives.
Get out.
Yeah. You have them around enough as it is. They should experience joy and fresh air.
They need a life. Get a life.
Breathe. Anywhere but here for at least a little while each day.
That'd be great.
Right. So my first two stories are kind of from last break. I confused them because one's South Carolina and one's North Carolina. But here we go. A woman in South Carolina thought she was outsmarting the system by hoarding gas. This is because of the Colonial Pipeline shutdown that happened over about 2 weeks ago. Gas got real tight in a lot of places, and many gas stations just didn't have any. Anyway, 28-year-old Jessica Patterson was out driving near the town of Pickens in South Carolina last week when she caught the attention of police because the plates on her car had been reported stolen. She freaked out when she saw the cops and started leading them on a high-speed chase.
Oh.
It wasn't a smart move, especially since she had several containers of hoarded gasoline in the trunk of her car. At some point during the chase, she lost control, ran off the road, and flipped the car.
Oh, boy.
The car caught fire.
Spectacular.
There were multiple explosions. Jessica was able to get out of the car, but was on fire as she ran for
Whoa.
It.
Oh, stop, drop, and roll, Jessica.
Police put out the flames and got her to a hospital where she was badly burned. She did survive, though, so that's the good news. We don't know yet what kind of charges she's facing. They still haven't figured out what are you doing with stolen plates on this car with gasoline that you've stolen and the tank and
First priority, get the burn victim to the hospital.
Yeah, so there's that story. Now my next story is out in North Carolina. The police in Clayton, North Carolina got a call at 5 in the morning on Tuesday about a crash on the highway. When they got there, they found a 19-year-old guy named Jaquan Merritt who said he'd pulled over to change his tire when his car got hit by an 18-wheeler.
Oh, that's terrible.
Then the cops, he's lucky he didn't get hit, right?
No doubt. I don't know how he didn't.
Then the cops noticed a bunch of stolen stuff in his car.
Oh.
They found out he'd spent the evening breaking into cars, 16 to be exact, that whole night, and got a flat on his way home in the morning.
Bummer, dude.
So he'd stolen all this stuff. His car was filled with stuff he'd taken. And
that's a side issue, you guys.
The people who were robbed were still asleep and had no idea. As of yet, that their cars had been broken into in the night. So the cops managed to solve 16 crimes before they were even reported. And this guy was charged with breaking and entering of motor vehicles. And
yeah, hopefully he has to pay to get all their windows replaced.
What do they call that? Truck driver.
San Francisco snow.
Solved the crime.
Yeah.
Good job.
By slamming into the... He must be in trouble too, right? Is he?
I'm going to guess yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, I think he is. This can't be possible, right? A new study in Japan found humans might be able to breathe through their butt.
Yeah, no.
Certain types of fish can absorb oxygen through their intestines to stay alive in emergencies. So scientists wanted to see if mammals could do it too. And the answer is yes. Blood vessels in our backside appear to work the same way.
As a lung.
Basically, they gave rats oxygen-rich enemas to see if they absorbed it, and they said, yep, they did.
So they didn't have to breathe. You could just shoot oxygen up.
Well, I don't know that they could stay in that state for a long period of time, but they do say that tests now need to be done on humans. They think it will work.
You know, can we, on it? Who cares if it works? That's not a thing. No, let's just work on gills.
Well, think
let's
about
get some
what you love
going.
So much, Sarah. You love space so much, and you can't breathe in space, right?
Yeah, but you know what I can do? Put a helmet on and feed air into the
Or you could sit
space.
On a respirator.
I don't want to
be fine.
Let's find another way.
You
want to
live
way.
On Mars, right? You're not going to walk around with a full space suit on the whole time.
Sure I am. Let's
yeah, you can just put
way.
A plug in that breathes,
right,
sends
that does
air
it for
right,
you.
Right into you.
I still need a suit. Yeah, I still need
genius,
to be protected from radiation
like
and
a
from
small
boiling
plug.
Off.
They can
yeah,
make a,
you know the
oh
one.
Oh, my God.
They say it could lead to new emergency treatments when people can't get enough oxygen the normal way.
Yeah.
They can get it I that like it. Way.
All right, maybe for a hospital procedure, like if the respirator's not doing its job, maybe we can figure that out, but it's not...
You always talk about space travel, Sarah, and living on Mars. Come on.
Look, I got to stop with that. That's.
I would save you. Just so you know, I would save you.
With the pig? What are we talking about?
I would give you the mouth-to-mouth. Well, I guess you can't call that mouth-to-mouth, but I would do what's necessary to get you the oxygen needed. So let's say...
You pull down the crap hatch in the spacesuit and give me the oxygen.
I'll give
got
it to you.
Thanks, Ben. Oh, you're going right in.
Well
yeah, it's called.
I thought maybe you had some kind of apparatus. No thanks. Let me die. You know what? Let me die.
It's
It's
fine. I've had a wonderful life. Let me go.
I won't do it. I'm
just
saving
let me.
You.
I don't
That's what
saved.
I just told
I'm,
you.
I'm beyond saving.
I'm going to roll you
let
over and
go.
Save you.
No.
Yes.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Listen to me.
No. I'm not. No.
I really did not follow you down that path until suddenly there was some blowing of air. Go, I know.
I'm trying to save your life.
Let me go.
Stop it.
Let me go.
Hmm. Stubborn, Sarah. He cares.
Plus, any opening in the suit, I'm going to die. So don't.
Not if you can breathe through that area. He just reported
right.
this.
That's
science.
What I'm
Doesn't
doing
matter.
Right now.
Doesn't matter. I'd be exposed to the atmosphere.
Or anyway.
Just please, stop, trying, just please stop saving me.
No, I'm saving you. Unfortunately, it sounds like
I'm
in this case.
I'm going to kick and scream. No. Do not be saved. Do not save me. Do not resuscitate.
I got you. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Let me go.
The most common sentence in the Harry Potter books is, nothing happened. That's the most common sentence in the Harry Potter books.
As in, they tried the spell and nothing happened?
I guess.
It's not Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a sentence, though?
No, it's just that one scene with Hermione where she was giving them a hard time because they weren't saying it right.
Right. Leviosa. The most common sentence in the Twilight books is, I sighed.
Well, there's a lot of sighing in those books. You know?
That's so true.
I sighed.
Or I was going to... I was... Blood, maybe.
Just the word blood?
Yeah.
I could smell her blood from across
or
the room.
Or soul.
There's something so special about her blood. I sighed. And then I breathed in. And then my eyes turned red. I wanted to eat her. I wanted to provide her oxygen from the place where I never should. Don't go there. It's
science,
YA book.
Science.
Science.
Yeah, you're making it out to be something. I mean, that's, I don't know why you got to be dirty.
No, you're the
about
one
it.
Making it
I'm
out.
I'm saving your life.
No, you're not. God.
Open your two, mind, Sarah.
Three. Two. Three. Right?
Am I breathing back out on you?
I like how you guys are doing it with the Twilight sound.
So somewhere in the middle of there is a fart.
Well, something,
each time.
You know, I mean, I'll be totally full soon, so of air.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any hair, so we don't have to worry about the blowback. It'll be fine. Mm. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah.
What have we become?
What have we become? Just accept me saving your life, and then we would have just moved on.
Just accept that I want to die. Let it go, man. It's too late for me. Save yourself. You're flexible.
Oh, my God.
Nice one,
This
Sarah.
Lady keeps pulling this, let it go, and then keeps bringing it back up.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, sure.
Just made it. Took ideas, it to another level, by the way. Mm. Disgusting.
Disgusting is right.
Jesus, Sarah.
Stop bringing the Lord into it.
Oh, you know what? I what? Actually, someone Jeez. Texted and said, Vinny, please stop saying that word. And I'm like,
no, I, like
I laughed at
it.
That.
Oh, that Jesus. They said that?
Yeah.
I don't realize I do it.
It's fine. I think
I love
it's
it.
Fine.
It was mostly, it was when you were looking for that story.
Yeah, you.
I was coming undone.
Oh,
I have
Jesus
to admit.
Christ.
You know what I did? I took the North Carolina and the South Carolina story. I mixed them up. And then the story I wanted ended up in a pile far away. I blew it. My bad.
It's confusing.
It's Monday.
The North and South.
And I'm whatever.
You're Monday.
Dessert.
Oh, my God. What are we having?
Well, actually, I don't know. Someone asked people to name the top snacks that are better as a team than they are on their own. Chocolate ended up in there a lot.
Well, yeah, with peanut butter, obviously.
Chocolate and peanut butter comes in at 10. There were others that weren't chocolate. Chips and salsa, cheese and crackers.
Those aren't desserts.
Well, that's the thing. These are snack foods that are better as a pair. I think of, you know, chocolate and peanut butter, that's dessert. That is not. That's a snack food?
No, I'll put peanut butter on apples.
Peanut butter and apples comes in at number 7. My kids eat that daily.
Yeah, that's a nice item. I like that.
Peanut butter and jelly, chocolate and fruit, chocolate and marshmallow, popcorn and chocolate.
I don't do that. Is that that came in high?
Came in at number 3.
There's like covered. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Delicious.
Chocolate and nuts.
Coconut?
And cookies and cream. Huh?
Cookies and cream.
Like so an Oreo? They're saying dip your thing into milk. Is that what it is? Cookies dipped in milk.
Cookies
and cream is just like that's like a flavor. I don't even consider. I don't make that combination on my own.
Of an Oreo, how there's cream filling.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, I think of cookies and cream as an ice cream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like? That's not here.
Oh,
you guys ever make root beer floats?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They're so freaking good, and they're just not. I guess because you don't usually have the two things together, and there's you need both ingredients for it to work out. But man, when you get a good root beer float,
I did a Dr. Pepper. I think it was like the wild cherry Dr. Pepper. I don't know. With
you got to ruin it with that for.
With vanilla. It was actually pretty good. It sounded disgusting, but it was pretty good.
No, it all sounds good. Listen, you can drop it into any soda.
Well, we used to do 7-Up floats.
Yeah, black cows and white cows, right?
Oh, that's a thing? 7-Up?
A white cow is a 7-Up, and a black cow is in...
Oh! I never heard it called that. Very cute.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm learning
my mom would call it black cow because you could see the ice cream. I don't know if that was a thing. I've only ever heard them referred to since as root beer floats, but you can see the blobs of the ice cream up against the thing, so it looks kind of like a cow.
Wonder if cookies and cream is just like cookies and ice cream because that makes sense then.
Ooh, look at that. Oh, I'll take one of those. Cookies. Yeah, that's a good.
That looks pretty good.
I love an ice cream sandwich made with cookies on the outside. Mm-hmm. Tell you that. That is better than an ice cream sandwich. Mm-mm. Oh, look at that one. Chocolate cookies. That looks like macadamia crusted on the outside.
A lot of people love Me Saving Your Life. They love it. They think it's really strong of me to put my life on the line to rescue you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a good friend. I don't have time to read all the text, though. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
It just feels wrong, Vinny. A surprise announcement, Vincent.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.